This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Morning. Today's date is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. It's 9 o'clock, and I would like to call the meeting of the South Dakota Transportation Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll, please?
Bruce Culp?
Here.
Rod Fobert?
Here.
Jeff Kara?
Here.
Don Roby? Ron Rosenboom?
Here.
Mike Valley?
Mark Clausen, Senator Hiley?
Has joined the conference.
Mike Valley?
Here. I got to learn the mute.
Kathy Zander?
Here.
Larry Nusson?
Here.
You have a quorum. Thank you.
We're at the point in our agenda where we consider conflicts of interest. The chair opens the floor to the commission to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. Hearing none, as a reminder, if something comes up during the course of the meeting that triggers a discussion on conflicts of interest, bring it to my attention and we'll deal with it at that time. Our next agenda item is Mike Beam, Director of Planning and Engineering. Please proceed, Mr. Beam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Just the one item for the Division of Planning and Engineering here this morning. It is the bid letting. Mr. Sam Weisgram will address the commission on that. And Mr. Chairman, I don't know if we have others on the call that would like to provide comments from the public or not, but just at least wanted to forewarn the commission there may be. So as you ask for a discussion to allow those folks to comment if there's a need. Sam?
Thank you, Mike. This is Sam Weisgram with the Office of Project Development here to present the bid results and recommendations for the May 5th bid opening. The bid opening consisted of six contracts. A total of 20 bids were received. The low bids totaled $6,929,000, which was $1,144,000, or 19.8% above the engineer's estimate of $5,785,000. We've completed our review of the bids, and we have five recommendations for you this morning. The first recommendation involves Projects 3 and Project 6. Both Project 3 and 6 were were more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. Based on our review of the bids received for those projects, approval of the award of the low bids for those contracts is recommended.
Okay, is there a motion to that effect?
I have Fulbert for the motion and Rosenboom for the second.
Okay, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Is there any comment from the public? Any discussion from the commission? Call the roll, please.
Call. Call.
Aye.
Fulbert.
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Sam, would you proceed again, please?
Thank you. The next recommendation is for project number one. Elite Enterprises was the Aztec low bidder of two bids for this project. Their bid was $600,000. Which was $113,000, or 15.9% below the engineer's estimate of $713,000. This project consists of fence replacement on US 85 from the Wyoming state line to Cheyenne Crossing. It should be noted that this is the third attempt to let this project to contract. To kind of recap what's occurred, the first attempt to bid this job was in February of 2020, and it resulted that attempt resulted in higher than anticipated bid prices that we could not justify at that time. Therefore, we worked with the U.S. Forest Service, who agreed to perform a lot of the tree clearing along the right-of-way line that was necessary to install the fence. And we thought that was would help make the project a little bit more manageable and attractive to fencing contractors. So that was our first attempt, and then that was what happened thereafter with the Forest Service agreeing to remove the trees. So then we rebid the project in February of 2021, just a few months ago. But unfortunately, that attempt, we did not receive any bids. So since that time, we did modify the contract time requirements to provide for additional time to complete the work and made some minor modification and clarifications to the plans that we thought might help. This third attempt has resulted in a much improved bid result with the low bid under the engineer's estimate. As a result of the bid results we received this time, we are recommending approval of the award of the bid on this contract.
Okay, so Sam, you're asking us to award bid number what? Project number what?
This is project number one.
Okay. Is there a motion to that effect?
Valley, okay. Cole moves to approve.
I have Valley for the motion and Cole for the second.
Is there any discussion from the commission? Hearing none.
Just real quick, Mr. Chair, I just want to thank the department for figuring a way to make this work, because this is the third time, and I just really appreciate you finding a way to make it work and to get the Forest Service involved and having a bid to finally get that fence line up, because it was the third time. In fact, when I went through this, I wrote down alongside of it, yay, because I was happy to see that we were able to get that fence done. So just want to say thank you for hanging in there and figuring out a way to make it work.
Thank you, Commissioner Valley. Are there any other comments from the commission? Hearing none, are there any comments from the public? Hearing none, would you call the roll, please?
Call.
Aye.
Boebert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Sam, would you proceed?
Thank you. The next recommendation is for project number two. Core Construction Services was the Aschek low bidder of four bids for this project. Their bid was $4,499,000, which was $1,259,000, or 38.9% above the engineer's estimate of $3,239,000. This project consisted of replacing the bridge decks and other bridge rehabilitation work on the Keystone Y structures north of Keystone. Much of the work being completed on this project is unique to DOT project and involves the use of timber products, which are, as many of you have heard, are currently at very high market prices with what we're seeing with the market today. Furthermore, in order to complete this work, the structures have to be close to traffic, and therefore the majority of the work has to be completed between Labor Day this September and Memorial Day next May, so they have about a 9-month window to do the majority of the work while the structures are closed. This is in order to avoid the high traffic volumes that we have during the tourist season there near Keystone. These factors, with the timber elements and the unique construction, and then of course the traffic control, or the bridge having to be built over the winter, these type of factors are all somewhat difficult to accurately account for when estimating, and certainly attributed to the high bid prices we have received. Therefore, after a thorough review of the bids, which included considering different possibilities for what we could do to relet the work, we feel the potential to improve the bid results is limited. In addition, we currently have multiple bids for the contract, and the low bid that we have is substantially lower than the other bids that we did receive for this contract. In consideration of these circumstances, we are recommending approval of the award of the contract to the low bidder.
Okay, so the motion would be to approve the award of project number 2. Is that correct, Sam?
That is correct.
Is there a motion to that effect from the commission?
Valley will so move.
Karam will second.
Okay, there's been a motion and second. Carrie, did you get both of those?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Discussion by the commission. Hearing none, is there any public input? Hearing none, would you call the roll, please?
Call.
Aye.
Fulbert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Sam, could you move on to the next one, please?
Thank you. The next project is number 4. Anderson Contractors was the Aztec low bidder of 2 bids for this project. Their bid was $899,000, which was $132,000, or 17.2%, above the engineer's estimate of $767,000. This project consists of pavement repair and lighting at the Interstate 90 eastbound and westbound rest areas near Vivian. Through a review of the bids received, we found no significant concerns with the bid pricing, and we did have 2 competitive bids for the contract. As a result, we're recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Is there a motion to approve the award of project number 4?
Zander will move.
Fulbert will second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion by the commission? Any public discussion or comment? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Call.
Aye.
Fulbert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Sam, next item, please.
Thank you. This will be the last recommendation. It is for project number 5. Traffic Services was the Aztec low bidder of 2 bids for this project. Their bid was $166,000, which is $18,000, or 12.7%, above the engineer's estimate of $147,000. This project consists of placing durable pavement markings on various routes in the pier area. Although the bid pricing received is moderately higher than what we had estimated, it is considered justifiable for the work being completed at these locations. As a result, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Is there a motion from the commission to approve the award of project number 5?
Call move.
I have Call as the motion and Rosenboom as the second.
Mr. Rosenboom, is that correct?
Sure, yes.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or questions by the commission? Is there any public input? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Call.
Aye.
Fulbert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
Our next agenda item is under Office of Legal Counsel. And it is consideration of revised commission meeting dates. And I understand Dustin DeBoer is here in lieu of Carla Engel. Mr. DeBoer, could you proceed, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Dustin DeBoer of the DOT Legal Office here today to address the matters on the agenda for the Legal Office. There are two bullet points that are before the Commission here today, but I would ask that they be addressed together because they go hand in hand. What we are looking at here is a request for a revised Commission meeting date specifically to address a hearing matter. That hearing matter is entitled In the Matter of the Application for Authority to Exercise Eminent Domain by RCP&E Railroad Incorporated. That doesn't happen very often, but we need to schedule a hearing for that, and what we need is a special hearing date, as we have a hearing examiner lined up. A retired judge, David Geenap, will be our hearing examiner. Witnesses will be called, and a hearing will be held before the Commission. We're asking that that meeting be scheduled, a special meeting on June 23rd, 2021, to hear that particular matter at 1 o'clock p.m. I'll let the Commission know that there are a few issues between the parties that are being discussed, but we are scheduling this hearing, expecting it to go forward and be held on that date, but there's a possibility it could be reset. So I'm asking the Commission for a motion to set the hearing on the application for authority to exercise eminent domain received from Rapid City Pier and Eastern Railroad Incorporated for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021 at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Time in the Commission Room of the Becker Hansen Building, 700 East Broadway Avenue, Pier, South Dakota.
Is there a motion to that effect from the Commission?
Fulberg will move.
Rosenbaum will second.
It's been a motion and a second. Excuse me, just a second. There's been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion by the Commission?
Mr. Chairman, this is Joel Junt. Just based on the meeting of the 23rd, as Dustin pointed out, that would be an in-person meeting that we would be looking for you folks to come and participate in that hearing. Your normal scheduled Commission meeting then is the following Thursday on the 24th, so just a little bit of the logistics aspects there.
Any questions or discussion by the Commission? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Cole?
Aye.
Boebert?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Mr. DeBoer, I've been given a copy of a notice of hearing that I'm being asked to sign as the chairman, and I will do that, giving notice to the parties. My question is, do I need authorization from the Commission to sign the notice of the hearing?
Given the vote, Mr. Chair, I think that the vote itself would be that permission.
Authorization. Okay. Is there anything further as it relates to at the Office of Legal Counsel according to the agenda?
Nothing further, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Hearing none, I'm going to move on to public input. Is there any public input? Hearing none, is there anything that the Commission would like to discuss? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.